Hello, and welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories in Harp Column from a practical harpist's perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Today's episode is brought to you by Harp Column Music at harpcolummusic.com, your source for instant harp sheet music downloads, specializing in music for harp ensemble along with solo, chamber music, and original compositions for harp. If you follow Harp Column on Facebook, you will have seen the announcement of a new harp quartet, the Dallas Harp Quartet, and I am so excited to see harp quartet becoming more popular. This ensemble is truly a unique and infinitely flexible musical creation, and if you don't believe me, just head over to YouTube and watch one of the many Chicago Harp Quartet videos. Although he's not a harpist, Harp Column Music feature composer Willie Mayers has nonetheless been inspired to contribute to the growing body of advanced harp quartet literature. Mayers has drawn inspiration from piano literature by composers like Grieg, Mendelssohn, and Chopin. He has also rendered Hasselmann's Chanson de Mai for harp quartet and likes jokeful compositions, as demonstrated by his original composition, German Sausage. Head over to harpcolummusic.com to check out all of his compositions for harp quartet, especially German Sausage. Episode 18 brings us once again to the advice column, and this issue's feature question: is it worth it to attend conferences and workshops? Anyone who has attended a conference or workshop will already know the answer to this question, but let me just go ahead and clue you in. The answer is yes. The most obvious conference to talk about is the biannual American Harp Society Conference and Institute, and that is primarily what is spoken about in this particular podcast. But don't let that fact make you think that some of the smaller workshops, conferences, and institutes that occur throughout this country and all over the world aren't equally as worthy. Anything that can be said about the AHS conference as far as the whys translates equally to those regional conferences. So, to the whys. Why are conferences and workshops worth it? Today's guests, Julie Smith Phillips, Felice Pomeranz, and Carolyn Munford, lay it out for us. First, we hear from Julie Smith Phillips. Julie is the principal harpist of the San Diego Symphony and associate professor of harp at Arizona State University. Yep, she commutes. Oh, did I mention she has a toddler at home? To say that she is a superwoman harpist is putting it mildly. We started our conversation by talking about how many conferences Julie has attended throughout her career.
Maybe 15 of them, perhaps, over the course of time. They've not been consecutive, but it's a pretty good number, I'd say.
You know how many I've been to?
No. One.
I went to my first American Harp Society conference this year.
In Atlanta?
Yes, in Atlanta.
How was it?
It was wonderful. It was magical. Good. Our community is such a vibrant one, and I just never was exposed to that when I was younger.
Yes, that's one of the joys and perks of conferences, is just to reconnect with everybody that you have a relationship with. I mean, even if it's a new relationship or an old one, you get to see everybody again. I can only imagine how much work it is and the creativity that is required of the organizers to plan something that draws everybody in. But when they're done well, they're awesome experiences. You learn so much and there's so much to enjoy and you come away inspired. And that's why we go.
To add a little context here, I thought it would be interesting to talk about just how much work actually goes into putting on one of these large conferences. Felice Pomeranz, professor of harp at Berkeley and author of the new Berkeley Harp Book, A Guide to Reading, Improvisation, and Arranging for Pedal and Lever Harp, has organized more than a few conferences in her career and puts it most eloquently.
It's a lot of dedication and a lot of devotion, and you have to be extremely well organized. You have to have a really terrific collection of people who are interested in doing it, because you should never, ever, ever try to do it by yourself. You need a lot of harp. You need a lot of young people who are really interested in donating their time.
Or Or, to put it another way, we turn to Carolyn Munford, principal harpist of the South Carolina Symphony Orchestra and co-chair of the American Harp Society's 42nd National Conference, which was held in Atlanta in July of 2016.
It was kind of like a part-time job for about 2 years. And I had a full-time job the whole time. And so it was a lot. It was a lot. And now I'm kind of like, what do I do with my life? But it was fun. It really was so fun and such a creative outlet for me. And I think for all of the local harpists in Atlanta, it really did bring us together and really strengthened our community.
And just to mention, this would be an unpaid part-time job, correct?
Right. You don't get compensated. It's all volunteers. So it was a big ask. Like, we had to find people who were willing to give so much of their time to the society. And it actually wasn't that hard to find people who are just so passionate about the harp and are willing to work really hard to make something like this happen and not get really anything for themselves back, other than like personal satisfaction and, like I said, a creative outlet. I enjoyed it, and I feel like I grew as an artist and as a professional and as a person, and I really strengthened a lot of friendships. So it really was worth it to me, but yeah, it's a lot of work.
Now that we know how much work goes into putting on a large conference, I leave it to Felice Pomeranz to lay out why exactly it is so important to attend these events.
There are several things about being at conferences that are just so, so, so important. One of which is it's hugely educational. Because remember you said to me something about being the big fish in the little pond?
Mm-hmm.
If you stay home all the time, you only have one perspective. When you go to these other things, you always find someone that you never heard of who blows your socks off. You just go, what is that? Who is that? Oh my goodness, they are amazing. Or you either hear a performance, or you hear a masterclass, or you hear a lecture that it didn't occur to you. Even now, I mean, I've been playing the harp for almost 50 years, and I still find things that are of interest, that are informative, sometimes in the good way, that it affirms, like you go to these master classes and it affirms what you already think about how you teach, how you approach music, how you approach Lex, or it enlightens you. There are always things to take away. And the other thing that's incredibly, incredibly valuable is the networking. It's not about what you know, it's who you know, all the time. Anything that you do down the road will come back to you in a good way, especially if you're doing something that benefits your community. It all is a networking opportunity. Life is a networking opportunity. In today's world, you can post things and people know who you are without leaving your home. But it's so much better if they see your lovely face in person. Or they, how much fun you are. Nothing like the let's go have lunch or let's go hang out after the concert. And, you know, because people see who you are and what you are, and they get your vibe. It's hard to get somebody's vibe online. And your street cred certainly goes up, right, in huge increments when people see you in person.
You're listening to Harp Column Podcast, episode number 18. You can read more harp news, feature stories, and subscribe to the print magazine at www.harpcolumn.com. On the topic of networking, something everyone mentioned was how some of the best projects and opportunities most often come through collaborating with our colleagues. Conferences and workshops offer a concentrated environment for creativity and collaboration between like-minded people, as Julie Phillips knows firsthand.
At the Institute in Logan, Utah, Lynn Asness and I, along with Elizabeth Hainan, put together the Orchestral Institute. Many young players, they're thrown into youth orchestras in their communities, but they don't really know how to play, how to survive. They sink or swim, and most of the time they just sink. We had a great time working with the students there. I think they loved the opportunity of playing with the orchestra that we were able to use. It was just a really awesome experience.
Such a good idea.
And that's what conferences are all about. Like, actually, Lynn and I brainstormed this idea when we were in New Orleans 2 summers ago, I guess it was. So, you know, you throw ideas off of each other at conferences and institutes, and it's just an awesome place to broaden your thinking and see what you can come up with so much creativity in one location.
So, where are we so far? Conferences and workshops are great because they inspire, they give us the opportunity to network, and they create a space for colleagues to collaborate. But we are missing one more essential element to these events. To get to this final element, we turn back to Carolyn Munford. If you've read today's guest's responses in the current issue of Harp Column, you'll know that conferences have played a huge part in Carolyn's life, even before Atlanta.
Well, for me personally, attending my first HARP conference really did change the whole path of my life. And I would encourage anybody to attend a conference as young as possible because you never know what kind of inspiration will hit you. I mean, it's just this melting pot of creativity and new ideas and new sounds. And as harpists, we can be kind of secluded. I grew up in Augusta, Georgia, and there aren't very many harpists there. It was kind of just me and a small studio of students and my teacher. And so for me to just be taken out of that environment and all of a sudden attend a conference where, to me, everybody there was like a rock star, amazing harpist, I was just so inspired. It was really motivating. I went home that summer and practiced every single day. Gave me that push, like, you have to decide what you're going to do in college, and you need to be a little bit better in order to compete with other harpists your age.
Were your parents musicians growing up?
No, actually. Yeah. They didn't know what to tell me. Yeah. You know, I didn't know anything about the audition process, and I didn't even know if I should major in music in college. I really needed some guidance, and that's what harp conferences in a large way kind of gave me that. You know, I could attend so many workshops and I could meet some of these harpists that I'd been reading about in the Harp Column, you know, meeting them in person.
So if you had to choose one thing as your favorite part about conferences, what would it be?
Well, I'm always so inspired by the concerts, by the performances. I love to listen to other harpists play. And over the years, because I've consistently attended harp conferences, you know, a lot of times you'll see the same people and you really become friends with the people at harp conferences. I mean, I remember my first conference, I didn't know anybody. I was like glued to my teacher's side. Like, I don't think I probably made like one or two friends. I was so shy. But in Atlanta, I felt like I knew almost everybody there. It was just such a friendly atmosphere. I really feel like the harp world has become so friendly and everybody reaches out to each other. And it may be kind of hard at first, like you may feel like you don't know anybody, but just keep going. And we're sure pretty soon have a ton of friends.
Friends. Simple, beautiful, and 100% accurate. So there you have it. That's it for our 18th episode. Many thanks to my guests, Julie Smith Phillips, Felice Pomeranz, and Carolyn Munford. Music for today's episode comes from The Art of Imagination, a new CD by the Queens Duo with Hannah Rabb on harp and Verena Beatrix Schulte on flute, reviewed in the current issue of Harp Column by Allison Young. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com and subscribe today to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. My name is Dr. Christina Finch, and we at Harp Column hope that you have a spectacular week.